Welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight. Today we're highlighting Lindsay Kinney. Lindsay is from the San Francisco Bay Area. As a life coach, she helps people achieve peace, joy, and purpose in life. Listen in as we shine the spotlight on Lindsay Kinney.
Well, about 7 years ago, I got really down, depressed, and didn't want to continue my life. I had a great life. I had a wonderful husband. I was already coaching at a different capacity, mostly about careers and relationships. But I felt I had a disconnect somehow with life. I wasn't enjoying it. Even though I had a good life, my experience of life was awful. So much to the point I was depressed, became more and more depressed, and decided to take my life. And I really pondered about that because I didn't want to do it in a way that would hurt my family or friends and have them suffer. I've experienced too many other people that had lost loved ones to suicide, and I wouldn't do that to my family. So one day I came up with a way to do it that would make it absolutely look like an accident. They would never question it. And in that moment, I went, oh, yes, oh, I got that's it. I'm so excited. And I had a moment of clarity because I was out of that depression fog and for just a moment. And in that moment, I went, oh, my God, what's wrong with this picture? The only time I've been happy in months is when I decided to figure out how to off myself. And in that moment, I went to the Yellow Pages, opened it, found somebody that said she dealt with smoking cessation and phobias and depression. And, you know, I saw that word, called her, left a message and said, I'm ready to kill myself. Do you know anybody that could get me out of this? And she called right back, said, get down here. I'll move my schedule around. I want to talk to you right now. So I went in to see her, and she started tapping on me. No explanation. I didn't know what EFT was. She never even mentioned it. She just said, here, do this. Say, even though I want to kill myself, I love and accept myself. And I said, what? I can't even say that. I don't love and accept myself. And she said, well, say I want to love and accept myself. So I did that, and we started tapping. I was sobbing my eyes out, really depressed, and thinking while I'm tapping, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. What are we doing here? After one or two rounds, she said, now how are you feeling? She asked me at first, what on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was it? And I said, it's a 20. You're not listening. I'm going to leave here and go kill myself. She said, well, what's the number now after the first couple of rounds? And I said, oh, well, it's like a 7. I think I'm just crying myself silly. And she said, no, that's not it. Keep tapping. We did a few more rounds, and it was at a 0. And it blew me away. I could feel this fog lift, this horrible thing. And in fact, she said, it was so quick. She said, what else? And I said, well, I think I'm really ugly. I have always hated how I look and myself. We started tapping on, even though I hate how I look, I'm ugly. And that went away. I mean, that's been a lifelong thing for me. And so in a matter of minutes, I wasn't there half an hour. I mean, she just really went quick. There was no explanation, no anything, just boom, tapping. And I said, what in the world was that? She said, I don't have time to explain it. You know, have a nice life. I told all my friends about it right away. It just blew me away. And then a few weeks later, I went to my chiropractor for chronic neck pain. And he had been working on me for a while about it, and this was maybe my 6th or 7th visit, and I'd had that pain for a long time. And so he said, let's try something else. I need to say, even though I have this neck pain, I love and accept myself. And I said, what? That's weird. I just did this with somebody else. So we did it, and my neck pain went away. Never came back. I had that chronic pain off and on for years. And then only a few weeks later, I went to see my allergist about something, Zoe Walton. I had just been seeing her about some food allergies, and I was feeling sick and flu-like, and went in and I said, I think my flu's coming back. It's so terrible. And she did some muscle testing and said, no, that's not it. And I said, well, I don't know. I just low energy. I don't feel good. She said, what else is going on in your life? I said, nothing. Things are great. My depression's gone. My pain in my neck is gone. I just don't feel very good. And she said, what unusual is happening right now? And I said, well, my mother's visiting, but she's driving me crazy, but that can't be why I feel like I have the flu. And she said, yeah, I think that's it. And so I said, I don't think so. Well, we tapped on that, even though my mother's driving me crazy, demanding, and you know how mothers can be. And that went away. That fog lifted, that flu-like symptom, the low energy, and just, you know, that crummy feeling when you're getting a cold or something, and went away in a matter, again, of minutes. I said, I got to know what this is. You're the third person that's used it on me in less than a month now, and what is this? And she said, it's called Emotional Freedom Techniques, and check out emofree.com and read about it. And I just immersed myself in it. I read the manual, watched the DVDs, read everything on the website, and I was already a big fan. And I saw how it could change other people's lives and help affect success in their lives and every other aspect. So I was very passionate about it from that moment on. What are the odds of having three different kinds of practitioners in a month or 6 weeks doing it on three different things? It was sort of like it needed to be in my life. There's different kinds of depression I've discovered. The kind I had didn't have a real base in life. There wasn't any reason. I was the only thing that was maybe wrong is I wasn't feeling well physically at the time. I was having some food allergies that gave me some migraines. But other than that, my life was working. Often depression is a reflection of a lot of accumulation of negative things in somebody's life. Their relationships aren't working, the job isn't working, and their health is poor, they're overweight, they're smoking, they have childhood stuff that's gone on that's drugged them down throughout their life. And so it's an accumulation of a lot of things that can cause depression. Then you're not going to have a 15-minute cure or one-minute cures. You got to go back and clear up some of the cause for those depression things. During my level one workshop, I do a little outline on the board of a figure, kind of like the kind that you used to see a dead body on the ground, and they would do a chalk outline, that kind of a outline of a body on the blackboard, and I'd start putting little kinks on it, showing blocked meridians, the cause of the negative emotions is a blocked meridian. So I'd go through my life on that and do these little kinks, showing like a kink in a hose every time something negative happened in my life, and I'm just reading off of a list of things that I've remembered of maybe 100 things that happened. You know, my dog got ran over, my dad died, I was molested, I was beaten up, and people threw up on me and peed on me. You know, and I made all these little things on the board, and by the time I'm done, that little outline figure is just covered in these marks. You can't even see the person. And then they turn around the audience and say, and then you wonder why you're depressed with a lifetime of negativity that happens, and everybody has that kind of stuff going on in their life. That's the kind of depression that needs some work to clear up all of that stuff. Most of the people that come to me are familiar with EFT, and they've waited a long time to see me, and so they're excited about it. So I don't have to spend much time convincing them. I may demonstrate to the very new people a little bit about how it works and why, but I don't have to spend much time. I don't spend much time trying to convince people that it works. I have some very dear friends who don't even want to know. They don't want to know what I do. It scares them in some way, and I just don't push it. I just say, here's my experience. I give them some stories, and then I usually end up telling my story. And I'll say, but, you know, I could show you 1,000 testimonials and give you all kinds of examples, and you're never going to get it or understand it until you try it yourself. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And so if you want to transform your life or eliminate something negative in your life or accomplish something wonderful in your life, then be willing to try it. And if they say, no, I don't want to, then I just leave it. But most people will say, yeah, all right, okay, like what? What can you do? And I'll say, would you have a pain, a problem somewhere in your, you know, like a stiff neck or headache or anything? I usually start with something like that that's very measurable. And most people do have a little something, tightness in their shoulders. We tap on that a minute, and they feel it going away, and they go, oh, that's interesting. And I also use muscle testing to demonstrate EFT by showing how negative words or emotions affect the body. And when they see their arm, if those that are familiar with muscle testing that are listening to this will understand, when you do muscle testing and your arm is out and you have somebody say a negative word or an untrue phrase, their arm will go weak and go down as you push on it. And if they're saying something positive, the arm will stay strong, and that amazes them. or even a thought. I'll have them think of something unpleasant and their arm will go down. And I'll say, imagine if just saying a negative word or saying the word vomit or rattlesnake poison can make your arm go down. Imagine what a trauma, an actual trauma, death, an accident, a betrayal can cause, what kind of havoc that can wreak in your body over a lifetime. And they kind of get that. So people set themselves up for failure, but they set up an excuse as well. So I call that playing the game of life to not lose instead of playing to win. And people do it subconsciously all the time. They just set it up so they attain a goal. It's a big deal because they had to work so hard to get it. They make everything so hard. And if they fail, they have a great excuse for failure. And that failure becomes much more prominent than the wins because they just set up their life in such a way that they seldom achieve a good win. But boy, they've got great excuses built right in. But the problem with that is then they're depriving themselves of a lot of joy, because unless you're experiencing wins once in a while, you're only not failing instead of winning. It makes a life that's rather unhappy. I have an audio teleclass on that subject, playing the game of life to not lose as opposed to playing the game to win. It makes a huge difference in your outlook on life and your joy of life and your peace of mind.